We want to hear from the Lord. And I wanted to be on our feet again. As we welcome the servant of God to move forward, we pray. Father Lord, we want to hear from you. We are ready to hear from you, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Let our minds be here, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we are praying for your servant, the one you have chosen to be your vessel this Sunday. Speak through him with your power. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. Today is a special day because it is a special month of March and we have a special topic. Hallelujah. I want to thank the church leadership for giving me this opportunity again to stand in front of you and be able to share the word of God. And I want to recognize all the ladies in the house. I'd like us to give them a round of applause for this special month. Hallelujah. Welcome, ladies. We cherish you. We love you. And we want to encourage you this morning because you are very special to us. Someone was talking to me a few days ago and they were saying that the 8th of March was a special day for women. But they took the whole month of March. And I told him, actually every day is for women. Hallelujah. So if you think deeper, it is not only 8th of March that is given to women. But if you look around the world and everything that happens, you'll realize every day is for women. Don't we say that behind a big man, there is always a great woman? Hallelujah. And someone was saying it is not good for a great woman to be behind. A great woman should always be in front of the big man. Praise the Lord. So I want to welcome to this session a special person to me also, before we move forward. Last time I stood here and she was not around. And I want to recognize my wife who is in our midst. I would like her, if she could just stand and wave to the congregation. Hallelujah. She's a very special person to me, a great support. And above everything, she's a prayer warrior. Praise the Lord. Today's topic, the general theme that we are speaking on this month is the more spectacular the restoration is, the more spectacular the restoration is, the huge is the mission. That is the general theme. And our today's topic is ladies around Jesus as an example of commitment for mission. Ladies around Jesus as an example of commitment for mission. And this is why I told you today it is a special topic, because it is mainly talking about ladies. Rarely you will see in the Bible a lot of verses talking about the work and the mission of ladies. But the next few minutes, we are going to see a special portion of scripture that Luke depicted, speaking about the great work of ladies. We are going to read from the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 1 up to 3. Luke 8, 1 up to 3. Luke chapter 8, 1 up to 3. If you are there, we can read. Sometime later, Jesus traveled through towns and villages, preaching the good news about the kingdom of God. The 12 disciples went with him, and so did some women who had been healed of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had been driven out, Joanna, whose husband Chuza, listen to the details that are given in this passage. Joanna, whose husband Chuza was an officer in Herod's court, and Susanna, and many other women who used their own resources to help Jesus and his disciples. The second reading we are going to have is from Matthew 28, verse 1 up to 7. Matthew 28, verse 1 up to 7. If you are there, we are going to read Matthew 28, 1 up to 7. After the Sabbath, a Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. Angel spoke to the women, "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Just as he said, come here and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples. He has been raised from death. Now he is going to Galilee, ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I have told you." Praise the Lord. The two passages that we have just read is mainly talking about women. And as I mentioned at the beginning, I think throughout the Bible, we do not have a lot of places where it is specially mentioned about the work, the mission that the women were doing to Jesus Christ. If you look into the Bible, you find that Jesus had 12 disciples. Among these disciples, no woman was mentioned. But apart from these 12 disciples, Jesus recognized that women were great support for him and that his mission would not be very well fulfilled without the help of women. And this is why I was saying women are very, very special person on our side. Women are very, very special person in the ministry, and Jesus was the first person to recognize this. From the book of John that we have just read, the Bible shows a picture of different women that earlier were suffering from diseases, were suffering from evil spirits, and when they met with Jesus Christ, Jesus set them free. But after setting them free, these women decided not only to follow Jesus, to put aside their time, to be with Jesus, but also the Bible says they also put aside their resources to support the great work that Jesus was doing. I don't know any other passage maybe where it was clearly said that people brought resources to help Jesus fulfill his mission. But this passage of Luke, it is clear that at the beginning, during Jesus' ministry, he also needed support, human resources, financial resources. And it is said here, and these women came with their resources. Last Sunday, Dr. Myonga reminded us that everyone counts. The eyes of the Lord, whether you're poor, rich, short, tall, and anything that you can imagine, everyone counts. And everyone is respected in the sight of the Lord. And so today, we want to particularly emphasize on a picture of a woman who is said in this passage. And that is why I said it is very important for each and every one of us to listen carefully to the different details that are given in this book of Luke. And I want to talk about Joanna. Verse 3, the Bible says, Joanna, whose husband Chusa was an officer, Herod's court. Joanna was one of these women that accompanied Jesus. And what is shown in this passage is that the husband to Joanna was a great person. The husband to Joanna was an officer in Herod's court. And you all know that Herod was a king. In other words, Joanna's husband, whose name is not mentioned here, was like the ear and eyes for the king. If you'd like to see a king, if you'd like to approach the king, you would probably pass through Joanna's husband. And so Joanna's husband was a great person. He was wealthy. He was rich. But what is surprising in this passage is that his wife, Joanna, was demon-possessed. And during that time, she struggled to try and seek healing from here and there, and she could not find. Despite the position that her husband had in the Herod's court, despite everything that he had, she could not deliver herself from the Satan's prison until she met with Jesus. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, Jesus is like a stone. Whoever stumbled on this stone will be crushed, and out of him shall come a new creature. Praise the Lord. And you won't say the same. When Joanna met with Jesus, something happened. Joanna got delivered. Joanna got saved. Her life changed. Not only Joanna got saved, not only Joanna got delivered from his sicknesses and evil spirits, but what Joanna did is that she decided to follow Jesus and to serve Jesus faithfully, to serve Jesus in availing herself for her time, praying, and also availing resources from her own pocket to support the great mission of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Joanna is a special woman here. And this is why I was saying it is very important to recognize the great support that we receive from ladies. And this is why at the beginning and I said, let's give a round of applause to women, because they are very, very important and they do great works. Joanna, being a husband, a wife to a very great officer, she chose something very important, and this was to pray and to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning, and I'm speaking to ladies, this morning I want to encourage the ladies, whether your husband is a very busy man, whether your husband is a great man, I want to encourage you to take the example of Joanna and be at the feet of Jesus Christ and be a prayer warrior and push the gospel forward and walk with the Lord as Joanna did. Because Joanna, by working with Jesus Christ, Joanna, by walking with Jesus Christ, she was also supporting a husband who was a very important, a famous person in Herod's court. If this man was not very important, the Bible wouldn't have mentioned this. But they saw he was an officer, a great person. Joanna chose a very important thing. Jesus healed Joanna, as I said, from evil spirit. This woman was unable to help herself. Her influence and wealth could not help. She could not purchase her spiritual health and until she found Jesus Christ. Just like many of us, it's not possible to purchase our own spiritual health. I do not know what kind of things may be troubling us. Just like Johanna, it is very important to run to Jesus Christ, who is able to heal us from all the sicknesses and diseases, to drive out all the evil spirits from us, so that we can become free and be able to serve Jesus Christ. Here is a woman who has got her priorities right. Christ and his cause come first. Once she has been delivered, once she has been healed, once she was set free, she took her priorities and took a decision to serve Jesus Christ. And this is why, from this text, we see our topic: women had this commitment to Christ, to serve him. So our commitment to Christ, brothers and sisters, requires from us our gifts and grace to the body of Christ for the glory of God. Pray the Lord. And here is the question that is coming to us. When Johanna and these other women got saved, when Johanna and these other women got delivered, they decided not only to pray and serve Jesus with their time and presence, but also with their pocket. The question now is, how do we serve Jesus? How are we serving the Lord? Is it only with our presence? Is it only with our prayers? It is very important that we learn to serve God just like these women did. Not only with our prayers and presence, but also with our pockets. Pray the Lord. Last Sunday, Dr. Myonga read a passage in the Bible that was mentioning God gave a statement and a recommendation to anyone who was 20 years and above to contribute something. It was like a law. And from that passage, it was shown everyone counted. Everyone counted. Poor, rich, and anything that you can imagine. Everyone counted. And so, brothers and sisters, it is very important now for us also, as we serve the Lord, let us serve him fully, spiritually, physically, and financially. It was amazing and surprising, in fact, to see how Luke was mentioning this in my version. This is a Good News version. I don't know what was said in your Bible, but in my passage in Luke 8 that we read, the Bible was clear that women came with their resources. And this is encouraging us also to come, as we go through this month, to support the great work that the Lord is doing with the CBCA. Last time we were reminded throughout the world that we come also with our resources and contribute. It is possible that you can't probably stand here and preach. It is possible that you cannot probably stand on a street and be able courageously to speak to somebody and win somebody to Jesus. But if you support the work of the Lord through other people, this work will be done and you will be counted. Hallelujah. I would like us to read from the book of Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, verse 9 up to 10. Proverbs 3, 9 up to 10. Let's see what it says. 3, 9 up to 10. If we are there, we can read. The Bible says this: honor the Lord by making him an offering from the best of all that your land produces. If you do, your barns will be filled with grain, and you will have too much wine to be able to store it all. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord. Johanna was committed to the person and the work of the Lord through the good times and bad times. She followed Christ all the way to Calvary. And we can see this in Matthew 28. That not only Johanna accepted to follow Jesus while he was still on earth, but also Johanna followed Jesus up to the Calvary. And we can see she is among the women that went to the tomb to see where was lying their master. And they found, most of the time we preach around this in Easter, to try and see the work of Jesus on the cross. But these two passages actually are showing the consistency. And here I want to encourage us to also emulate the example of these women who were constant in following Jesus until the Calvary, until the tomb, and until they found out that the rock was rolled out. What was amazing from the passage that we read is that the rock that was covering the tomb not only was rolled out, but the angel sat on it, prayed the Lord. There's sometimes something that is keeping us like in prison, and the angel would come and roll it out, and it becomes a seat for us because the powerful hand of the Lord has been in action to set us free. Johanna followed Jesus up to the Calvary. Not only up to the Calvary, but wanted to witness the passion and crucifixion of the Lord while the disciples were not even there. These women were the first to discover that the Lord was risen, and they were the first to go and announce to the disciples in Galilee. The Lord says, go and tell my disciples to remain in Galilee. There I will find them and be able to communicate with. These women were again the first people to announce that the Lord was raised. What a consistency in their work to the Jesus Christ. Sometimes we love Jesus for a while. Sometimes we serve him for a while. But here is an example that is encouraging us to be consistent in serving our Lord. Anytime I come to the church and I see some of our elder brothers that I know for many years who have been sitting and serving the Lord faithfully, it is very encouraging. And I want to encourage it and every one of us to continue doing the same. There are some people I know in the church for maybe the last 10 years, even more. I can tell you they have been sitting in a certain corner in this place. And today, when I look at them, they are still in the same corner. This is very encouraging. And this is what the Lord is calling us to do, to be consistent in serving the Lord physically, spiritually, but also in using our resources to support the great work of the Lord. So Johanna is among the first to witness and bear witness to Christ's resurrection. As we always say, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the one that sustains our faith. If Jesus was not resurrected, as Paul said, then our faith would be in vain. So Johanna is encouraged to know that there is life after death. Pray the Lord. There is life after death. Jesus came to witness this because he was the first person to resurrect. There are people who died in the past. There are people who got resuscitated by Jesus, like Lazarus. But when we speak about resurrection, it is Jesus who was the first person to be resurrected. Praise the Lord. And this was confirming that there is life after death. And this is why the Bible encourages us that regardless anything that we go through today, just remember that, brothers and sisters, there is life on earth, there will be death, but after death, there is also life. And this is why we want to encourage each and every one of us to serve the Lord courageously, because we know after this life, there is another life. Pray the Lord. Today is a special day because Jesus recognizes the great work of ladies. Today is a special day because we want each and every one of us. Sometimes we are not aware Sometimes we think ladies, women are weak people. Some people say that. I want to shock you that it is not true. If there are people who are weak, it is us men. Because I want to remind you that even at the conception, the male chromosome is the weakest chromosome among all the chromosomes. At birth, the male newborn is weaker than the female newborn. So I can testify this because it is something that I work on in my daily life. So I know when a male boy is born, if he goes into a portion of distress, we hardly save him. But if it's a female, whether she goes into a small distress, in a few minutes they recover. Pray the Lord. And so we know, as a gynecologist, that ladies, you are very special. Hallelujah. Can we give another round of applause to ladies in the house? You are special people, you are strong people, and I want everyone to recognize this and encourage them. Not only they are strong from conception to birth, but also they are strong in supporting the world, the mission, and their husbands. And today I want to encourage ladies, if you've not been probably praying for your husband, taking time and supporting him, I want to encourage you again, dear ladies, to seize this opportunity, just like Johanna did. When the husband was busy at Herod's court, Johanna was praying with Jesus. Johanna was pushing the great mission of Jesus. Johanna was praying for the family. And we want to congratulate all the ladies who are doing this job for their families, for the church, and for our society. That the Lord continue to bless you. And I want to command all the men in the house to recognize that ladies are very great people. They are very special people, not only to us, but also to the society and to the great mission of the Lord. These people, the example that we have read shows clearly that these people were there at the very first time to push the gospel ahead. And I would like to continue encouraging ladies, continue the same work that you started at the beginning, to support pastors, to support the church, to support the gospel, to support your families, because it is a mission that the Lord gave you, and you have these gifts. Hallelujah. I want to finish by thanking the choir for giving us such an amazing time for prayers and worship. The Lord shall make a way. The way maker, the miracle worker. Hallelujah. The Lord is good to us. I would like to encourage somebody this morning. Our general team says, the great is the restoration, the huge is the mission. I do not know which kind of restoration you went through, but I know from where the Lord took you, I want you to recognize that is for a great mission. And I want to encourage you this morning. If for some reason or another, you have not been committing yourself to serve the Lord with your time, to serve the Lord spiritually, to serve the Lord physically, to serve the Lord with your resources, I want to encourage you to do so. Probably been doing this, but you have stopped it from one reason or another. I want to encourage you to come back to your first love of the Lord and serve Him fully. When I stand here, most of the time I stand here, I always remember this singer who said, I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. What would have been said of me if I didn't see you? What would have become of me if you didn't seize my heart? Now I've come to realize that you're all I am. You're all that man.
Hallelujah.
You're all that man. You're all that man. You're all. Front of my mirror, you are all that matters.
You are all that matters.
Shall you say it? I'll make room for two.
Hallelujah.
You and I,
Jesus,
you are all.
God bless you, Doctor, for this powerful message. God is all that matters, and He has reminded us that we should be consistent in serving Him. We should remain on His feet. God bless you all.